在第一天我们看到犹太人在一个转变的过程的里面。
On the first day, we saw how the Jews were in a state of change.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，跟他们针对着他们的盼望，讲天国的福音。
When Christ came to the earth, he addressed his message towards their hope that the kingdom of God may come to this earth.
但是耶稣基督也很清楚地在他的大能的里面告诉他们说，这个天国是属灵的。
And yet at the same time, Christ in his great power told them that this kingdom is a spiritual one.
然后耶稣基督把这个属灵的天国转到地上来。
And that Christ will bring the spiritual kingdom onto this earth.
告诉他们，真正的天国不是在建立一个帝国，真正的天国是人能够在地上行他的旨意。
The real kingdom of heaven does not consist of an earthly territory, but rather that man may do the will of God on earth.
犹太人拒绝了他。
The Jews rejected him.
把他钉在十字架上。
They nailed him on the cross.
所以我最后的一个问题是说，耶稣天国的福音是成功呢，还是失败？
So I ended with the question of whether Christ was successful in his setting up of the kingdom of heaven.
第二天我们看到耶稣是主。
On the second day, we saw that Jesus is Lord.
在这个耶稣基督是主的意象的里面，初期的教会的基督徒，特别是使徒保罗，就到处喷泼，为的是要使万国伏在这个主的脚下。
Under the vision of Christ as Lord, the early church, in particular the Apostle Paul, traveled all over the place ceaselessly in order to spread this message.
所以他不只是在耶路撒冷、犹大传递、撒玛利亚，他其实呢是走到他当时所知道的地局，建立教会。
So not only did he try to set up the church within Judea, Samaria, but rather he traveled to the ends of his world and his time.
在这个建立教会的里面，我们就开始看到教会从犹太的文化转到希腊的文化的里面去了。
Through this process of the establishing of the church, we see how the church gradually changed from a Jewish culture into that of the Greeks.
在这个中间就发生了两个不同文化背景的基督徒要发生的那个文化冲突的问题。
And in it we see the cultural conflict of two kinds of Christians.
我们也看到那个希腊文化本身的那一些基督徒呢，他们也有自己的问题。
We also see how those who had a Greek culture as a background also had their own problems.
但是无论如何呢，教会呢是已经从一个地区一个国家呢跑到另外一个地区一个国家另外一个文化的里面去了。
Nevertheless, the church was spread from one culture into another, from one country into another, from one region to another.
这是在三十年的里面。
This was in AD 30.
教会做成的工作。
And this was the work of the church.
在三十年的里面。教会做这个工作。
Within 30 years, the church did this work.
从主后60年之后到100年的里面呢，圣经里面有许许多多的书信呢，就让我们去看到在这个希腊文化背景里面的教会又是怎么样的一个教会。
From AD 60 through 100, the Bible has recorded for us through the epistles what the church was like in the Greek culture.
要形容这个时期的教会，我想呢有一个很好的英文名字来形容它。
There is a very good English term to describe the church at this point.
西方人他们讲到教会的时候，他们提到教会的一面呢，说教会呢是 the church militant.
The Westerners often mention the church as the church militant.
我不晓得该怎么样的把这个 church militant 呢，用中文好好的把它表达出来。
I cannot find a dynamic equivalent for this term in Chinese.
你说打仗的教会吗？好像不太像样。
If we say that this is a church in battle, it does not catch the meaning.
你说是上午的教会吗？好像你一天到晚就是要拿刀拿枪的样子。
So if you say that this is church and arms, then it seems as if we have swords and guns.
啊，也许呢，我们就可以说呢，是一个战胜的教会。
Perhaps we can say it's a victorious church.
教会要继续扎根，教会要继续建立的时候呢，哦。有许许多多的矛盾、冲突、征战、困难。
As the church began to take root and be built up, there were many conflicts, many contradictions, many dilemmas.
昨天我们讲到教会合一的问题。
Yesterday we talked about the unity of the church.
讲到教会里面的吵架。
We talked about the quarrels within the church.
我想这个呢，对我们中国人听起来呢，我们都。不大高兴，但是基本上呢，我们心里面是舒服的。
We may not like to hear what we hear, but I think basically in our hearts we feel pretty good too.
啊，因为我们中国人呢，向来以和为贵。
Because the Chinese value unity.
不吵架最好。
Harmony is good.
啊，我们的标准就是大事化小事，小事化无事。
One of our standards is that we should turn problems into solutions.
那么，所以没有事情呢，就最好了。
So if nothing happens, that's good.
大家平平静静的过生活。
We can all live peacefully and calmly.
那么到现在呢，我还是有我们传统这个道家的精神。
Up to today, I still have the spirit of Tao.
我一个始终没有办法完成的梦呢，就是能够回到我们的山水画的里面过那种山水画的生活。
One of my unfulfilled dreams is to be able to return to the scenery you often see in Chinese art and live in such a ethereal life.
有一些中国的哲学家批评西方的文化。
Some Chinese philosophers criticize the Western civilization.
甚至他们批评所谓基督教。
And in particular Christianity.
就是基督徒啊，西方的人啊，好打架。
They say that the Christians and the Western people like to fight.
我们中国人讲和，他们西方人基督徒讲打。
We Chinese emphasize unity while they emphasize fighting.
因为西方的讲对立嘛。
Because they talk about opposing positions.
有那个就是说光明黑暗啊，这一种的对立嘛。
They have some kind of a darkness and a light kind of a opposition.
绝对的真理啊，绝对的错啊，这些是西方人很喜欢讲的。
The absolute truth, the absolute wrong are terms commonly used by the Westerners.
那么昨天呢，我们也讲到了，事实上呢，西方人在这个绝对的对跟绝对的错的里面呢，就发生了我们教会的那些一些很基本的冲突的问题。
And yesterday we had also mentioned that under the dialogue between the absolute right and the absolute wrong, the Western Church also developed some very basic problems.
可是，假如我们再想深一点，
But as we think deeper,
中国人以和为贵就没有事情吗？
Is it true that the Chinese who emphasize harmony so much have no problems?
就不打架吗？
Do we not fight then?
有时候呢，外边的人有什么匈奴啊，他们也会打下来，对不对？所以我们也要打。
So it's true we fight the barbarians who invade us.
有时候呢，是我们自己去打人家，对不对？
At other times we become invaders.
那么家里面呢，我们有大家庭哈。
We have extended families.
我想跟你们讲，又是没有多大用处。
I feel that if I share this with you, it may not be of much value to you.
但是你多多少少，我想你们总有点印象。我们中国那些大家庭啊，真正是五代同堂，大家一天到晚笑哈哈吗？
Is it true that in our extended families, five generations coexist happily together?
你假如知道的话呢，我们说家家都有本难念的经，对不对？
But rather, we often say that in each family, it's a new, unique book of problems.
你去练那个《红楼梦》里面那些，哇，那个太复杂了。
And we can see this in the Chinese fiction.
你说《红楼梦》的大观园大概我不想进去。
And you will feel that the stories on these huge, large families are not for you.
可是《红楼梦》的大观园是明代的上等社会家庭耶。
And yet, the family in the red dream is that The dream of rich. Is that of the upper society.
事实上, 啊, 是有矛盾, 是有冲突的。
In reality, we do have our problems and conflicts.
你喜欢也好, 你不喜欢也好, 是在那里。
Whether you like it or not, they exist.
你不打人家, 人家打你。
If you don't hit others, others will hit you.
那么有时候呢, 你也真正是会打人家的。
And at times, you will hit others first.
冲突矛盾是在的。
Contradictions and conflicts do exist.
那么在60年到100年的里面呢, 我们就是发现教会呢, 经历了许许多多的那些冲突矛盾。
And through 80, 60 through 100, we see that the church did experience many conflicts and contradictions.
第一个时期呢, 也许呢, 我们可以说呢, 是在一个前进中的教会, the church on the march.
The first stage of the church can be called, described as the church on the march.
那时间的关系, 我想我们没有办法去讲这个, church on the march的这一边。
Due to the lack of time, we cannot expound on this.
今天呢, 我想跟大家看这段时期的另外一面。
Today, I would like to look with you on the other side of this matter.
用一个比较现代的名词呢, 也许呢, 我们可以跟他说呢, 是内战。
In modern language, we can use the term internal war or civil war.
教会里面的内战。
The civil war within the church.
那这个问题是很现实的问题。
This is a very practical problem.
是我们中国人呢, 很不喜欢的。
It is something that we Chinese do not like.
特别我想呢, 我们现代的中国人呢, 听到打仗呢, 真正就头痛了。
In particular, we modern Chinese have headaches whenever we hear of wars.
太多战争了, 对不对?
Because there are just too many wars.
啊, 这, 鸦片战争 1840之后呢, 到现在呢, 有什么时候没有打过仗的?
Ever since the Opium War in 1840, when have we stopped fighting?
啊, 外人打我们啊, 太平天国啊, 什么, 白莲教啊, 什么, 义和团啊, 然后什么革命啊, 军阀啊, 一次大战, 二次大战啊, 什么共产党的战啊, 太多战争了。
War came after war.
啊, that's a dynamic equivalent. 所以我们看到冲突,听到冲突,就怕。
So whenever we hear about contradictions and conflicts, we run.
但是在约翰的著作的里面呢, 我们却发现呢, 他告诉我们说呢, 教会里面有一个很基本的仗呢, 你不能不打。
But in the joining writings, we find that there is a very basic war in the church of which we must fight.
那这个仗呢, 假如我们用约翰的话来讲呢, 可以说呢, 是真理跟谎言的战争。
If we use John's terms, we can call this a war between the truth and the lie.
我们也可以说呢, 这个战争呢, 是一个光明跟黑暗的那一个战争。
It is the battle between the light and the dark.
打什么样的战争呢?
What kind of a war is it?
很多中国人呢会觉得莫名其妙的。
Many Chinese may be confused, but may be bewildered by this.
争论一个问题是，耶稣是谁？
The question is, who is Jesus Christ?
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
你说耶稣是谁很不简单。
You said, isn't that not easy enough to know who Jesus is?
啊, 耶稣就是耶稣嘛。
Jesus is Jesus.
但是真正讲起来不简单哦。
But in reality, this is not something simple.
因为当时呢, 有人说呢, 耶稣就是耶稣嘛。
Some people at that time said, Jesus is Jesus.
意思呢, 就是说, 耶稣就是跟我们一模一样的人嘛。
Meaning that Jesus was but a man like one of us.
耶稣不是上帝嘛。
Jesus was not God.
然后使徒约翰却要告诉他们说, 耶稣是谁你知道吗?
But the Apostle John wanted to tell them, do you really know who Jesus is?
耶稣是上帝的儿子耶。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是人，耶稣是神，有什么关系？
What is the relationship between Jesus as man and Jesus as God?
也许你做中国人，你说，总之呢，那个会影响我的生活吗？
Perhaps as a Chinese, you would say, in short, that just affects my life.
我们来看两段圣经。
Let us turn to two passages in Scripture.
第一段呢，是在约翰福音二十章。
First, let's turn to John 20.
三十节到三十一节
30-31.
这个呢是整个使徒约翰写信的写那个约翰福音的目的
This is the whole aim for John, the whole book of John.
使徒约翰的福音二十章三十节到三十一节
The gospel according to the apostle John, chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
我用中文念就好。
I will read it in Chinese only.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。第二段的圣经是在约翰一书。
The second passage is from 1 John.
第四章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 4.Verse 1 through 3.
这次我们请黄姐妹帮我们用英文念。
This time we will read it in English. John, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is, that does not acknowledge that Jesus is not from God, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world.
好，然后再念另外一段的圣经，也是在约翰一书的里面五章十二节。
Then in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12.
五章约翰一书五章十二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 12.
这一次我们一起开声念。
Let us read it all together.
人有了上帝的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。约翰讲生命。
John talked about life.
但是他说，生命的基础就建立在你是不是承认耶稣是上帝的儿子。
But he says the basis for life is based on whether you acknowledge Jesus as Son of God.
这一点，沈牧师在礼拜一的第一堂里面呢，其实呢是从另外一个角度呢，也很清楚的讲了。
This point has already been clearly expounded by Pastor Shen on the first night from another angle.
那今天我们可以从另外一个角度来看这个问题。
Today we would like to look at the same thing from a different angle.
在西方的教会过去的两千年的里面
In the past 2,000 years of the history of the Western Church
一个很重要的争论经常一再出现的争论就是耶稣是谁
One very important discussion which has come up time and again is who Jesus is
过去的150年的里面在西欧的教会里面神学家们争论的最厉害的也就是耶稣是谁
In the past 150 years in the old CO church the most fearsome quarrel among the theologians is also who Jesus is
我在神学院念美国的神学院念神学的时候呢 有一门课呢就叫耶稣生平
When I was studying theology in an American seminary, one of the courses I took was the life of Christ.
我好高兴，以为呢可以好好练四本福音书。
I was very happy because I thought that I could study the gospel, the four gospels.
可是你知道我一个学期练什么吗
？But did you know what I studied the whole quarter?
半页福音书都不需要练。
I didn't even have to read half of one gospel.
整个学期在看看西方过去的一些神学家 怎么样谈耶稣是谁的问题。
Rather, we looked at throughout history how the various theologians viewed Christ.
那一次呢，真把我呢闷死了。
That bored me to death.
我说，耶稣是谁就耶稣是谁嘛。
I said.Jesus, who Jesus is who he is.
一个学期圣经不好好的练，练这些什么鬼猪。
I said we wasted the whole quarter on this nonsensical stuff.
后来我神学毕业了。
Then I graduated.
自己呢在练约翰福音。
And I studied the Gospel of John on my own.
啊，我发现呢，原来西方人好有道理。
Then I found that they have their reasons.
我们中国人很讨厌的所谓教义，原来呢，其实呢是很要紧的。
What we Chinese hate as doctrines is actually very important.
啊，昨天呢，我们讲过呢，教义的问题呢，不错呢，实在呢是在西方呢引起很多的麻烦，在我们中国教会引起很多的麻烦。
Yesterday we have already mentioned that indeed doctrines do bring many problems in the Western and the Chinese church.
但是今天我要讲的是另外一面。
But today I would like to talk about the other aspect of it.
教义会引起麻烦的意思呢，并不是说呢，所以我们中国人呢，中国教会呢，就不该谈教义。
It does not mean that since doctrines can cause many problems, that we Chinese Christians should not discuss and study doctrines.
特别呢，有一些很基本的教义呢，我们中国教会绝对不能犯。
In particular, the very basic doctrines we the Chinese church must not let go of.
到目前为止，我可以说我们中国教会教义的问题呢不是那么严重。
Up to the present moment, I think that the problem of due to doctrines is not very severe in the Chinese church.
但是呢，教义的问题呢一定会出来，而且特别呢，假如我们是住在美国的话呢，我们一定要了解这个问题。
But I can tell you that the problems due to doctrine will come out, especially for us who live in the United States.
今天早上就在排队吃饭的时候呢，就有一个姐妹在问我一个美国人的教会，问我认不认得。我跟她说我不认得。
Even this morning, as we were lining up for breakfast, a sister asked me if I knew of a particular church in the United States.
那么结果我在跟她一谈的时候呢，她就说呢，他教会的牧师说那个教会是异端，不要去。
In our discussion, she told me that her pastor church had told her that that church was a heretic.
啊，可是那个教会呢，又很注意念圣经的。
But that church had great emphasis on studying the Bible.
那短短几句一谈之后呢，又我真发现了，原来呢是有很严重的问题。
And just in that short conversation, I found that there is really a very serious problem.
因为在那么那一个很注意读圣经的教会里面呢，竟然呢那些人是说呢耶稣是人。
But though in this Bible studying congregation, these people concluded that Jesus is man.
这个问题为什么我们说它那么严重呢？
Why do we feel that this is such a severe problem?
因为使徒约翰很清楚地告诉我们说，除非你相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子呢，你没有生命。
Because the Apostle John has clearly told us that unless you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you have no life.
换句话说，除非你信上帝，信耶稣是上帝的儿子呢，你根本不能说你是基督徒。
In other words, unless you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you cannot call yourself a Christian.
有很现在做基督徒相当容易。
It is rather easy to be a Christian in these days.
人家跟你传福音。
People share the gospel with you.
然后问你，你信不信？
Then they ask you, do you believe?
你说我信。
And you say, I do.
然后呢，你就去到教会了。
Then you go to the church.
教会的弟兄姊妹跟牧师长子们听。到有一个人说我要信耶稣，高兴得要命。
And the pastors and elders and deacons in church are very happy to see you there.
所以呢，就请你来慕道班。
So they ask you to go to the inquiries class.
教完了你一大堆基本那个要道。
And they teach you the basic doctrines.
然后呢，就受洗了。
And then they baptize you.
那么，假如要受洗的时候呢，比较严谨一点的教会的那个牧师呢，一定还会也拿一本书，还是当众呢问你一个问题。
And for the more careful, cautious church, the pastor will take a book and ask you certain questions in public.
一个问题就是你信不信耶稣是你个人的救主
Of which one of them would be, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your personal savior?
你说我信
And you said, I do.
然后呢你就是基督徒了
Then you become a Christian.
在约翰福音的里面呢我们也看到呢有很多这种说他是信耶稣的基督徒
In the Gospel of John, we see there are many who say that they believe in Jesus.
可是呢，很奇怪呢，约翰却又说呢，这些人虽然是信耶稣呢，他们却不是真信耶稣。
And strangely enough, John said, though these people believe in Jesus, yet they do not really believe in Jesus.
这些人虽然说他们是信耶稣呢，其实呢，他们却没有生命。
These people who say they believe in Jesus do not have life.
而这个问题呢，也成为约翰福音难解释的一个问题。
And this has become a particular problem in the interpretation of John.
很多基督徒看完了都抓抓头，搞不懂。
And many of us scratch our heads in puzzlement as we read this.
怎么信耶稣没有生命呢
？How is it that you can believe and have no life?
不是信耶稣就有永生吗
？Is it not true that if we believe, we have eternal life?
其中最难搞的第一个呢，就是在约翰福音第二章的最后一段。
One of the most problematic points is mentioned in John chapter 2 at the end of it.
那个时候呢，圣经使徒约翰说呢，耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节，那么他行了很多的神迹，就有很多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
John tells us at that time Jesus was in Jerusalem for Passover and he did many miracles and signs and many who saw believed on his name
这是约翰福音第二章二十三节
This is John 2 verse 23
这些人看见耶稣所行的神迹他们就信了他的名
These people saw the miracles that Jesus did and believed on his name
会不会背约翰福音一章十二节
Can you memorize John 1:12?
有谁会背
Who can?
背背好不好
Let's try.
凡接待他的
him,
就是信他名的人
name,
他就是他们全并做上帝的孩子、
right、
凡接待他的就是 信上就是信他名的人他就是他们全并做上帝的儿子所以你信耶稣的名你就有生命是不是
It says that
这里呢这些人呢看到耶稣行神迹所以就信了他的名他们有没有生命
It says in John 1:12 that if we receive him, we believe in his name, then he gives us the right to become the children of God. And in John 2, these people believed on Jesus' name. But did they have life?
推论应该有。
Through deduction, they should.
可是二十四节我们看。
But in John 2:24,
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man.
他们信耶稣，耶稣不信他们。
They believed in Jesus, but Jesus did not believe in them.
有这种事情哦。
These matters do exist.
你信耶稣，耶稣说我不信你。
You believe in Jesus, but Jesus says, I don't believe in you.
为什么？
Why?
到第三章的时候呢，我们就看到了问题出来了。
We see the problem coming out in chapter 3.
因为有一个好人呢、啊，叫尼哥底母。
Because there was a good man called Nicodemus.
他是犹太人的官。
He was a Jewish ruler.
又是法利赛人。
He was also a Pharisee.
他不但不反对耶稣，而且他来向耶稣问道。
He was not only not against Christ, but he came to ask Jesus.
一开始呢，对耶稣就客气的要命。
And he was most polite to Jesus.
拉比，我们知道你是由上帝那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹都没有上帝同在，无人能行。
Rabbi, we know you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
可是耶稣呢，却让他碰一鼻子的灰。
But Jesus let him and
bump into the wall.
But Jesus.
Just 特别呢，好像跟他作对的样子。
But Jesus seemed as if he was against him, tried to pick on him.
耶稣告诉他说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见上帝的国。
In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这有一点牛头不对马嘴。
It seemed as if he was not answering his questions.
但是呢，又非常的不客气。
And it was very impolite.
连看见上帝的国都看不到。
You cannot even see the kingdom of God.
根本就没有生命。
There is no life.
就是因为呢，这个人呢，没有看到原来耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Because this man did not see that Jesus is the Son of God.
他从耶稣基督的神迹的里面看到好多事情。
He saw many things in the miracles of Jesus.
耶稣很特别。
Jesus was very special.
耶稣有神同在。
He had God with him.
耶稣是上帝差来的。
He was sent by God.
耶稣呢，有上帝的教训。
He had the teachings of God.
他这个教训呢，可能比我这个老师呢还要棒，所以呢，值得呢我这个做老师的都来向他问一问。
His teachings was even deeper than me as a master. Therefore, though I'm a master, I have come to consult him.
所以耶稣说，很不够。
Jesus says, this is not enough.
除非你看见上帝的儿子，你没有生命。
Unless you see that he is the Son of God, you have no life.
第六章是另外一段难懂的圣经。
John chapter 6 is yet another hard to understand passage.
耶稣五饼二鱼让许多人吃饱之后，
Jesus fed the crowds with five bread, pieces of bread and two fish.
我们讲过那些人呢就要黄袍加身，要耶稣做皇帝。
And we have already mentioned these people wanted to make him king.
你说不错嘛。
And he said that's right.
他们肯听耶稣的话，你看。
You say that they are willing to follow Jesus.
现在很多基督徒说他们基督徒根本不听耶稣的话。
Today many Christians claim to be Christians but will not obey Christ.
这些人要耶稣做皇帝耶。
These people wanted to make Jesus their king.
不得了。
It is indeed great.
然后我们看到耶稣跑掉了。
Then we see that Jesus slipped away.
这些人很不死心，很继续地找耶稣。
But they pursued after him.
他们就用头脑做侦探。
They tried to find out where he was.
他们就说，昨天我们只看到一只船，今天早上这只船不见了，所以他耶稣一定是坐船跑到另外一边去。
Through the deductions, they said we saw a ship yesterday and now it is gone, so he must have gone to the other side of the lake.
那没有船好坐，他们就走路。
They had no boat to go on, so they walked around the lake.
找耶稣。
To find him.
在加布隆，他们找到耶稣了。
They finally found him in Capernaum.
对耶稣又是客气的。
And they were most polite to him again.
老师什么时候来的、
Rabbi, when did you get here?
耶稣又是当头一棒又打过来了。
Jesus very rudely answered.
六章二十六节。
John 6:26.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth.You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
不要为那逼坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life.
他们没有看见神迹。
They didn't really see the miracle.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
他们不知道五饼二，本来他们没有饭吃，是耶稣用五饼二鱼变神迹给他们吃的。
Did not they not know that they would not have they would have gone hungry had Jesus not turned fed them with the five loaves of bread and two fish?
假如他们没有看到神迹，他们为什么要耶稣做皇帝？为什么要到处追耶稣
？If they had not seen this miracle, why were they pursuing after him to make him king?
他们看到神迹嘛
？They did see the miracle.
那耶稣说：“你们没有看到。”
But Jesus says, "You did not see it."
没有看到什么？
What didn't they see?
没有看到耶稣是上帝的儿子。
They did not see that Jesus is the Son of God.
所有的神迹都应该让人看到耶稣是上帝的儿子。
All miracles should point to the fact that Jesus is the Son of God.
有神迹而不能让你看到耶稣是上帝的儿子，是你没有看到神迹。
So that if there is a miracle and yet you did not see that Jesus is the Son of God, you did not see the miracle.
所以耶稣就跟他们说，你们要吃人子的肉，要喝人子的血。
So Jesus said, you must eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of the blood of the Son of Man.
他们最后说，你讲什么？
And they said, what are you talking about?
我们不知道你在讲什么耶。
We don't know what you're talking about.
你的话好难懂哦。
It's a hard saying.
所以这些人呢，不是耶稣的学生。
So these are not Jesus' disciples.
他们明明要跟耶稣，要听耶稣的话，要耶稣做他们的皇帝，倒是追耶稣，但是呢，他们没有生命。
These people indeed did want to hear what Jesus had to say. They pursued after him, and they wanted to make him king, but they had no life.
看到没有？信耶稣是上帝的儿子是非常重要呀。
That believing that Jesus is the Son of God is most important.
你对耶稣再好
No matter how good you are to Jesus
再听话
No matter how obedient
你不信耶稣是上帝的儿子不行
If you do not believe that he is the son of God It is all to nothing
在实际上有什么样生活的含义啊
What practical implications does this have for our daily living?
一般的圣经学者都会说呢说这一些当代使徒约翰那一个时候的人不承认耶稣是上帝的儿子呢，是因为他们接受了基本的希腊哲学思想。
Most biblical scholars claim that the reason the people at Jesus' time did not believe that he is the Son of God is because they have accepted Greek intellectual philosophies.
在希腊的思想的里面，物质是坏的，只有精神界跟灵魂呢是好的。
In the Greek philosophies, materialism is bad. Only the spirit is good.
所以上帝呢，不可以道成肉身的。
So God cannot become flesh.
假如耶稣是人的话呢，他不可以是上帝。
So if Jesus is man, he cannot at the same time be God.
但是我们福音的信息却说呢上帝在耶稣身上道成肉身给我们去看到他
But the message in the gospel tells us that the word became flesh in order that we may see God
当圣经这样讲的时候呢就是说我们应该在这个世界上在我们的生活的里面呢我们应该看到上帝
In other words, it means that we in our daily lives must see God
在我们的生活的里面我们没有理由看不到上帝的。
There is no reason why we cannot see God in our daily lives.
可是，确确实实，世界上很多人，包括许许多多的基督徒，在这个世界上，他们看不到上帝。
But in actuality, numerous people, including Christians, have not seen God.
而我们看不到上帝的原因呢，是我们对这个世界上的物质呢，没有真正的了解。
And the reason we cannot see God is because we do not understand the material, the physical world around us.
现在在我们中国教会里面，对世界物质最流行的看法就是约翰一书二章十五节。
Today in the Chinese church, the most prevalent view of the physical material world is in 1 John 2:15.
啊，会背吗
？Do you know that verse?
不要爱世界。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
Love not the world.
世界上的事。
No, the things of the world. They are no good.
世界都会过去。
It will all pass away.
唯有上帝的话永存。
Only the word of God endures.
所以我们基督徒追求属灵。
So in our pursuit for being spiritual.
不能追求世界。
We cannot pursue after materialism.
结果呢我们在我们的日常生活里面接触到的是什么
So what happens in our daily life?
我们接触到的都是物质的世界
We are in constant contact with the physical world
你怎么样去接触到属灵呢
How do you come into contact with the spiritual?
有些人就告诉你所以呢你就要祷告要追求
So some will tell you so you have to pray and you have to pursue hard
在祷告的里面，你去与上帝灵交。
and you have to have spiritual communion with God through your prayers.
那是你可以体会到属灵的事情的那一刹那。
That is the only time in which you can experience the reality of the spiritual realm.
在这种教训的里面，你一天祷告多久？
In such teachings, then, how long ought you pray in a day?
我想一般的基督徒来讲呢，我们都知道三个小时、四个小时是属灵的祷告了。
For most Christians, we would know that a 3 to 4 hour prayer is a very spiritual one.
可是呢，真正来讲呢，我想呢，平均呢，假如我们有15分钟到半个钟头呢，不错了吧？
But in reality, for most of us, if we have about 15 minutes to 30 minutes, it's considered to be all right.
好，那么我们就加倍算你一个钟头，好不好？
So let's say that you pray for 1 hour.
你一天有24小时。
You have 24 hours in a day.
睡觉8个小时，当然不能算哦。
So you cannot count the 8 hours that you are asleep.
剩下16个小时。
So you have 16 hours left.
16个小时的里面呢，你一个小时祷告跟上帝灵交。
So out of the 16 waking hours, you pray for 1 hour and commune spiritually.
过属灵的生活。
And live a spiritual life.
另外15个小时呢
？Then what happens in the rest of the 15 hours?
你看不到上帝。
You cannot see God.
上帝不在，对不对
？God is not there.
是不是
？Is that right?
上帝不在嘛。
Is God not there then?
你看不到吗？
You cannot see him.
所以呢，不管你读书也好，跟人来往也好，怎么样也好，上帝不在嘛。
So no matter if you're studying or interacting with others, God seems not to be there.
世界怎么样变，上帝都不在嘛。
So no matter what happens in the world, God is not there.
你看不到上帝的手嘛。
You cannot see the hand of God.
属灵跟世界的真正的分别。
The real difference between the spiritual and the materialist
是在乎呢，我们有没有属灵的眼光。
It lies on whether we have spiritual eyes or perspective.
这个世界有一个灵界，不错。
There is in reality a spiritual realm.
但是呢，有了那个灵界的之外呢，并不是说这个世界上呢就看不到上帝。
But besides that, it does not mean that we cannot see God in this world.
在这个物质的世界的里面呢，同样呢，可以是一个上帝在那里的世界。
In this material world, God can be in this.
上帝可以在这个物质的世界的里面。
God can be in this material world.
在这个物质的世界里面，我们可以看到上帝。
We can see God in this material world.
假如不是这样的话，耶稣基督没有办法成为肉身。
If it is not so, then Jesus Christ could not have become flesh.
他成为肉身也就没有意义。
And there would be no meaning for him to become flesh.
属灵的生活不只包括灵界的生活。
A spiritual life does not only include a contact with the spiritual realm.
属灵的生活呢，是在物质的世界里面也看到上帝的生活。
To have a spiritual life means that you can see God in the material world as well.
什么是俗世的生活呢？
What is a worldly life?
是在这个世界上看不到上帝的手在那里引领，在那里控制的，那一个是世界的生活。
It is a life that cannot see the hand of God working and guiding you in this material world.
假如作为基督徒，
If as a Christian,
你说我看不到上帝，
You say, I cannot see God.
是因为你没有属灵的眼光。
It is because you do not have spiritual perspective.
不是因为上帝不在。
It is not because God is not there.
但是还有一个更严重的含义。
But there is an even more serious implication.
就是所谓流失率的问题啊。
Dropout. Oh, which is it is the problem of the dropout.
流失率。
The problem of the dropouts.
是今天我们中国教会的一个大问题。
It is a big problem among the Chinese church.
为什么有流失率？
Why do we have dropouts?
在约翰的著作里面呢，我们看到有两种人呢，他们最后呢是 drop out。
We see in the works of John there are two kinds of people who drop out finally。
也许呢，我们可以说呢，有三种人呢，他们最后呢是 drop out。意义。
And there would be no meaning for him to become flesh。
属灵的生活不只包括灵界的生活。
A spiritual life does not only include a contact with the spiritual realm.
属灵的生活呢，是在物质的世界里面也看到上帝的生活。
To have a spiritual life means that you can see God in the material world as well.
什么是俗世的生活呢？
What is a worldly life?
是在这个世界上看不到上帝的手在那里引领，在那里控制的，那一个是世界的生活。
It is a life that cannot see the hand of God working and guiding you in this material world.
假如作为基督徒，
If as a Christian,
你说我看不到上帝，
You say, I cannot see God.
是因为你没有属灵的眼光。
It is because you do not have spiritual perspective.
不是因为上帝不在。
It is not because God is not there.
但是还有一个更严重的含义。
But there is an even more serious implication.
就是所谓流失率的问题啊。
Excuse me.
Drop out.
Oh, which is, it is the problem of the dropout.
流失率。
The problem of the dropout.
是今天我们中国教会的一个大问题。
It is a big problem among the Chinese church.
为什么有流失率？
Why do we have dropouts?
在约翰的著作里面呢，我们看到有两种人呢，他们最后呢是 drop out.
We see in the works of John there are two kinds of people who drop out finally.
也许呢，我们可以说呢，有三种人呢，他们最后呢是 drop out.
Perhaps we could say that there are actually really three kinds of people who do drop out.
第一种人就是我们刚刚那些看到耶稣行神迹，但是耶稣却说他们没有看到神迹的人。
The first kind are what are those that we saw who they said they seen the miracle, but Jesus said that you have not really seen.
当耶稣告诉他们你们要吃人子的肉喝人子的血之后，他们说你的话好难懂。之后怎么样呢？
After Jesus had told them that you must eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood of the Son of the Man, what did they do?
圣经说，所以很多人就离开耶稣去。
Scripture says, so many left him.
哇，那一大堆到处追耶稣的群众耶。
This was the multitude that sought after him.
现在不见了。
They had disappeared.
不见了。
They had vanished.
他们跟耶稣干嘛？
What did they have to do with Jesus?
从我们中国教会的开始呢，我就说过了，有那些 rice Christian 的问题。
From the very beginning of our Chinese church, I have already mentioned that they were the rice Christians.
没有饭吃的教会有饭吃。
Those who had no meals would go to the church because the church would provide them with food.
很多人开始到教会来是因为呢没有书念，教会有时候呢可以说教会学校开始的时候啊，你念书啊不要钱，有时候甚至可以给你钱，反正你穷得要命又没有钱可以念书，甚至可以有钱念书，所以就去教会学校念书。
Those who wanted an education but had no resources of their own would go to the church because parochial schools often gave scholarships and educated you.
这是我们中国教会历史里面常常看到的事情。
This is quite common in our Chinese church history.
念完书的这些人还不是基督徒。
And after their studies have finished, these are not yet Christians.
刚刚大陆建设之后，台湾、香港就有好些神学院有蛮多的退伍军人。
After the change, political change in China, there were many students in the seminaries in Taiwan who were veterans.
那么我不是说所有退伍军人都是这样子。
I'm not saying that this applies to all veterans.
但是呢，确实有一部分的退伍军人呢是这样子。
But some of them are like this.
他们，你知道他们为什么念神学？
Do you know why they attended seminary?
第一，那个时候的神学院都不要学费的。
Because at that time the seminaries were free.
第二，那个时候的神学院都有地方住的。
They had accommodations.
第三，那个时候的神学院甚至有时候呢，你可以多多少少找一点点的工作，在教会里面帮一点忙，所以呢，还有一些生活费，虽然那些生活费呢不多。
Thirdly, at many time instances, you can find a little work to do in the churches and are given some kind of a stipend.
第四呢？
Fourth,
毕业之后呢，有教会工作做。
Upon graduation, there is a church waiting for you to go to work to.
啊，读书不要钱。
See, you have free education.
有饭吃。
You have food.
职业的保证。
You have career security.
你干不干？
Would you go ahead and do it?
去嘛，当然去嘛。
Of course you would.
饿死的很差很多了。
It is a big difference from dying of starvation.
可是今天我们中国教会就许许多多的教会是让这些退伍军人害死了。
But they have harmed and hurt the Chinese church.
讲我们年轻人。
Let us talk about the youth.
很多年轻人到教会干嘛？
Why do many youth come to the church?
找对象。
To look for a spouse.
许多人来夏令会也是，你也许是附带目的找对象。
Even of those who come to go to conferences, that may be a minor reason.
那么从我们中国教会一开始就是这样，有一些人到教会找对象。
This was so from the very beginning of church.
我有一个亲戚到教会呢，就是因为他很喜欢的我另外一个亲戚，所以就来了。
One of my relatives comes to church because he or she likes another of my relative.
结果结婚了之后呢，就不见了。
And after they were married, they were gone.
那没有结婚之前呢，什么诗班啊，什么都到的。
Before they were married, they were active in service.
在查经班的里面，很多人为什么你开始会来查经班
？Why do many people go to Bible study groups？
我们那个时候呢，因为没有中国饭吃，吃中国饭。
In our times, because there were no Chinese food available, so you went to have a bite of Chinese food.
现在呢，有些人是觉得我寂寞孤单，我需要一些朋友，我需要一些帮助，所以我来查经班。反正查经班那些人都起码不会欺负我。
But today, many come because they feel lonely and need friends, and they know that at least the people at the Bible study group will not take advantage of me.
毕业了，结婚了，生活安定了，我不需要上帝了嘛。
After I graduate, after I marry, after my life has settled down, I need God no more.
啊，反正呢，直到近几年为止啊，生活都蛮保险的嘛。
I know that in the future, at least the couple future years ahead, I have security.
啊，特别你进了这些 IBM 啊，什么 Boeing 啊 ，DuPont 啊，什么啊，ATT 啊，你进去之后呢，有什么东西都帮你保了。
Especially if you work for a huge corporation such as those mentioned.
那么又什么都有了。
You have many benefits.
不需要上帝了嘛。
So you do not need God anymore.
反正上帝也不在生活里面嘛。
As God is not in your daily life anyway.
不在你工作里面。
He's not in your work anyway.
不在你家庭里面。
He's not in your home anyway.
不在你开车的时候也不在嘛。
When you're driving, he's not there either.
最多是礼拜天那几个小时嘛。
He's only there in the very few hours on Sunday morning.
Drop out.
So you drop out.
你没有真正看到原来耶稣基督是你生命的主。
You have not really seen that Jesus is the source of your life.
You drop out.
So you drop out.
另外一个跟着耶稣跟了好久。
There were others that followed Christ for many years.
最后也是 drop out.
And they finally dropped out too.
不止 drop out 呢，他根本就是出卖耶稣。
Not only did they drop out, they betrayed Christ.
犹大，对不对？
Judah.
他跟耶稣跟了三年半。
He had been with Jesus for 3 years.
最后 drop out, 而且把他卖掉。
Finally, he dropped out and sold him.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣说，这个人根本就是魔鬼。
Because Jesus says, this man is Satan.
这个人哪里是我的门徒？
He is not my disciple.
从开始到末了，这个人就是魔鬼。
From the very beginning, he is of Satan.
Drop out.
He dropped out.
不管你开始的时候多好的表现，怎么样的表现，可是呢，你没有真正看到耶稣是上帝的儿子， you drop out.
No matter how well you were when you started out, but if you do not see that Jesus is the Son of God, you will finally drop out.
约翰福音，约翰一书的里面又有一些人 drop out.
In First John, some others dropped out.
使徒约翰说，有一些人从我们的团契的里面出去。
The Apostle John said, some have left our fellowship.
因为他们原不是属我们的。
Because they did not belong to us originally.
这些人在教会的里面。
These people in the church.
在团契的里面。
in the fellowship groups.
可是最终呢，又是因为他们不能接受耶稣是上帝的儿子，所以他们就走掉。
But finally, because they could not accept Jesus as the Son of God, they had to leave.
唯一能够让我们一生跟从耶稣基督的秘诀呢，就在使徒彼得的那一句话。
The only secret that can allow us to follow Christ throughout our lives is seen in what Paul said.
众人都走了之后，耶稣回头来问他的十二个学生。
After the multitudes had left, Jesus turned and asked his disciples,
你们也走吗？
Are you going to leave as well?
彼得说什么？
What did Peter say?
你有永生之道，我们还跟谁呢？
You have the living, the everlasting life. Who else will we follow?
彼得也好像 drop out 过，对不对？
It seems as if Peter too had dropped out at one time.
当他生命危险的时候，他也
When his life was in danger, he turned around.
可是最后他回来了。
But he came back.
为什么？
Why?
他看到耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Because he saw that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣的权柄是真真在他的身上，耶稣是真真他的上帝。
The power of Christ was on in his life, and he was his God.
今天我们会面临教义的问题。
Today we'll meet with doctrinal problems.
而且事实上呢，你的生命的问题呢，要先问一下，好好的考一下这个教义的问题。
And in actual fact, you must use your life to pass this doctrinal test.
这个教义的问题不只是问你说你信不信，你说我信，意思说我同意就算。
When asked whether you believe, it does, and you say you do, it does not believe, mean that you agree.
当耶稣问你说你信不信的时候，他是说你在属灵的上面有没有真正看到他是上帝的儿子，然后你就跪在他的面前敬拜他。
When Jesus asks you, do you believe, what he really means that in your life, have you really seen that he is the Son of God, so that you would kneel down before him to worship him?
假如你心灵里面从来没有这样的向耶稣跪拜过，像耶稣讲过，你没有生命。
If you have never prostrated yourself from the very inner being of yourself before the Lord and called him God, then you have no life in you.
来教会找对象没有什么错。
There is nothing wrong to come to the church for a friend.
不在教会找对象才奇怪。
Rather, conversely, it is not correct to seek for a boyfriend and girlfriend beyond the church.
很多基督徒在不在教会里面找对象，跑到外边乱抓。
Many Christians not look for their future spouses within the church.
在教会的里面有饭吃，应该。
We should be able to feed the people in the church.
教会里面看你饿死的不给你吃，那才奇怪。
If you are dying of starvation and the church does not feed you, then it is wrong.
可是不管你开始的时候是为什么样的目的而来，
No matter what motive you first came,
最终我们要面临一个极终极的问题。
But you have to face a final question.
你们说我是谁？
You say, who am I?
使徒约翰让我们每一个人都能说我信耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子。
The Apostle John wants each one of us to be able to say, I believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God.
让我们所有全世界的教会都能够说我信耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子。
That the whole church, the universal church can all say that I believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
这是圣经里面的另外一个绝对。
This is another absolute in the scriptures.
绝不可以有相对的。
There is no converse to this.
一定是绝对的。
It is an absolute.
因为耶稣是主，耶稣是神。
Because God, Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is God.
他要我们每一个人降服在他的面前。
And he wants to, us to prostrate ourselves before him.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
虽然时间已经过了一点，但是我还是希望让弟兄姐妹有一两分钟安静的时间。
Although we are beyond the, gone beyond for a lot of time, I would still like to give you a couple of minutes of quiet.
有许多的基督徒实在没有生命。
There are many Christians who have no life.
因为他们从来没有真正对耶稣说，你是上帝的儿子，我跪拜你。
Because they have never truly said to Christ, Jesus, you are the Son of God, so I kneel and worship you.
让上帝的话在我们心里面工作。
May the word of God work in our hearts.
假如你从来没有这样讲过，我希望你能够在这个时候就对上帝这样讲。
If you have never ever said this, I hope that you will use this time to say it.
天父，你是鉴察人心的。
Heavenly Father, you search our hearts.
不管我们在口头上怎么样讲。
No matter what we say on our lips.
你知道我们心里面真正怎么样想。
You know what we really mean in our hearts.
主，今天愿你的权柄向我们彰显出来。
May your authority be shown here.
让我们在这个世界上真正能够看见你。
That we can see you in this world.
让我们在耶稣基督的身上真正能够看见你的荣耀。
That we may see your glory in Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.